I want to ask a little bit about your Vancouver connections for a second here. I know you co-produce with Mike Fraser again, and I take it you've always been happy with his work in the past. What would you say his main skills as a producer or co-producer are?
He's an incredible human being, first of all. I would say that. If we didn't love him dearly, we wouldn't call him back, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's just a really cool person to be around. And that's, you know, maybe 75% of making a good record. A lot of guys out there know how to turn the knobs and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, synergy happens when you're around the right kind of person.
Yeah.
And I've made lots of records with Mike over the years, since dating back to 96. And solo records, live records, Chickenfoot records. We're going to be doing a new Chickenfoot record together next month. And he's got fantastic ears, great talent as a nurturer in the studio, and the producers have to know how to do that. They know sometimes they've got to push and shove, sometimes they've got to walk very lightly, because they're trying to manage maybe not just one, but maybe a whole handful of volatile, creative, sensitive people who, you know, who run around with like chickens without heads. And so he knows how to keep it together and keep a band focused. And he just, I don't know, he just elevates everything that I bring him. He makes it sound better. He makes it happen, which is his main job, you know, which is to make it happen, get it done, you know.
How do you decide whether the production will be a joint venture or whether, I know one of your previous albums, he was the sole producer of, at least as far as the credits go.
Right, yeah. I think it, for me, I can say it depends on how much help I think I need. And so there are times when we've hired Mike simply to mix something. Other times it'll go swing the other way where, you know, we'll have a conversation and it'll start with help. You know, help me make this happen, you know.
Yeah.
In which case, you know, when you give a producer full credit, you're giving them the license to direct you. You know, when you co-produce, you're saying, I have a strong set of ideas about where I want this to go, but I need help finishing them. And so then you enter into a partnership and you knock things back and forth to see, you know, to see where you can benefit from two different ideas or maybe like ideas.
Yeah, you definitely seem to have good connections with the Vancouver people. The other person I want to ask you about is Dave Martone, who's opening for your show here. I know you guys known each other for a while, worked together before.
Yes, Dave's an amazing guitar player. I mean, he amazes me the way that he plays. We have very different ways of playing, but he definitely is a fantastic player. He's a great guy. He's actually, you know, he's part of the singing chorus on the song Crowd Chant that we put out. That, and Mike had arranged that with about 30 Vancouverans. is that what you call yourselves, by the way?
Yeah, Vancouverans.
yeah, great memories of that. And there was, you know, there was a whole bunch of people, young and old, and we had arranged a sort of a party atmosphere in the studio. But Dave was part of a smaller group of musicians that I wanted to be part of it, so that I could rely on them to musically really sort of direct the other group of just fans, you know. And that turned out great. I mean, that just turned out really great. But I'm a fan of his solo work, and I look forward to having him on the shows.
Yeah. Any chance of jamming with him in Vancouver?
I'm sure.